It's 46 degrees at 8:55. It's time to take a look at the commodity markets this morning with Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian.
What kind of an impact are those export numbers having this morning, Ellen?
Well, I think the trade was a little bit disappointed at the corn numbers after 3 or 4 weeks of really strong export bookings on the old crop. Coming in at 30.3 million bushel was a disappointment, even though it's decent. Outside markets, however, have offered a little bit of support. The crude oil is up about $1.50 today, so it's offering a little bit of support. The corn market currently is down fractionally to a penny, with July corn at 375 and three quarters down a penny, and December at 384 down three quarters. On the bean side of things, export bookings look pretty good there, and commercials have been doing some buying. But we've backed off from the early morning highs that we put in on the beans when we were up, 5 or 6 cents easily. July beans right now are a half higher at 1034 and a half, looking to be fairly active, at least at this stage of the game. The November beans, again, went up over 10 and a quarter, but have backed off now. 1018 up 2 and three quarters right now is the trade. The wheat market's been keying off awfully good reports out of the Kansas wheat tour that suggested that the first 2 days' worth of tours of routes would show yield up nearly 7 bushels over last year's Kansas outlook. Export bookings there continue to be light, 6.6 million bushel. Again, looking towards the new crop, 5.1 million bushel there. A little bit of talk about some freeze damage overnight in Poland on wheat. The livestock market's really been surprised this week, with the cattle bouncing back off last week's lows after we made new contract lows. We're up about 50 to 75 cents this morning in the cattle, with the June's 75 higher at 118.20, really suggesting that maybe the cash market won't be down $1 to $2 that everybody's been looking at. Supplies certainly are ample, but packer margins are good, so that suggests that we could see the cattle market try to stabilize. We've seen active box movement this week. On the feeder cattle, we're up anywhere 50 to 90 cents, with the August feeders up 87 at 144.50. The hog market is just a hair higher. We have seen active spreading when the cattle were higher that the hogs were lower, but it looks to me that the hog market's just found a bottom and wants to continue to work higher. The June hogs are 30 cents higher at 82.17. Really, I think the one of the big stories this week has been that the dollar index has rallied off a substantial low. We're back over 9,300 right now. We're up 43 cents. And looking again at that crude oil market, up $1.50, again, a nice bounce. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. Always good to hear from her every Thursday morning. It's 8:59, 46 degrees right now outside our studios in Urbana. Looking at Wall Street here quickly, the Dow's up 30 points so far this morning at 17,681. The S&P up 3 points at 2,054. The NASDAQ up a fraction at 4,726. In weather today, partly sunny and cool. The high 64 degrees. North winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight. The low 45. Mostly sunny, warmer for the day tomorrow. The high 77 degrees, west winds up to 10 miles per hour. And then we're going to get chances of showers and thunderstorms in just about every day, starting on Saturday all the way through Wednesday of next week. Saturday's high, 78 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.